problems that emerged in R2P itself. You see, the responsibility to protect was going to come under what is known as Chapter 7 of the UN mandate, which would allow use of force. Who decides when the civilians are in threat? When does the international community say, enough people are being killed, now we need a no-fly zone? What is your evidence that civilians are being killed or in threat? This is not an idle question. What is a proportionate response under the R2P mandate?